Sunday, Zion Tishri, Reb Chaim Shmuel, and Yonda de Yoyma.
Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara tells us, G'dayla Shuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKovoid. Who said, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha? The Medrash says the following. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Reuven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Reuven, Me'olam lechata Adam lefonai v'asa tshuva. Up to now, no person has sinned and done teshuva. V'ata posachta b'tshuva. But you, Reuven, you have opened the way, the doors of teshuva. Chayecha, by your life, sheben binecha Hoshea, your grandson Hoshea, Hoseach b'tshuva. He will start off teshuva. Shenema, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. The Medrash is obviously difficult. Not long ago, Tzom Gedalia in the Slichas, we said Adam did teshuva, Cain did teshuva, and they, Yehuda and Reuven were contemporaries, but certainly were at least two teshuvas before Reuven. So why does the Rabban Shem say, Reuven, you're the first one to do teshuva? The answer they say is this. Adam could hardly deny that he's done wrong. He was told, do not eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he did. Cain could hardly claim whatever there is to be said. He committed a cold-blooded murder. So of course, if people commit obvious aveiros, they have to do tshuva. But Reuven thought he was doing a mitzvah. Tova kavoidimoi. He claimed that father is not behaving as he should to my mother, and he took the law into his own hands. We later realized that although he had a good reason, it was wrong. But nevertheless, he did what he did, and he did teshuva, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, because Reuven did teshuva, so his descendant Hoshea will start with Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. Rabbi Isai, even if you didn't know the Medrash, let's say you only learned Chumash Rashi, you will know that Reuven did Shuva, because Rashi says he was not there at the Mechiras Yosef. Why not? Hoya osuk besakoi uvta anisai. He was osuk besakoi tanisai for teshuva. Now let's make a very simple calculation. How long was it between the chet of Bilbul Yitzui Aviv and Mechiras Yosef? It was 9 years. So Rabbi Isai, he was doing teshuva for at least, I don't know how long it went on, or how long it went on for. He was doing teshuva for a minimum of 9 years. Wouldn't you call him a Baal Teshuva? I would. Now, what does the Mishnah in Bav Metzia say? You dare not say to a Baal Teshuva, Zecher Ma'asecha Rishonim. Remember what you did. You mustn't do it. It's a daraisa. It's Oino Astavorim. To mention to a Baal Teshuva,
excuse
me, doesn't the Medrash bring down that when Yaakov was in mourning, it was that time that Leah died at the same time that Yosef was sold. Sorry, I don't know of such a Medrash. We can talk about it later. Where was I up to? So the Mishnah says, you mustn't tell a Baal Teshuva. And what did Yaakov Avinu do? That's many, many years later. Yaakov still reminds Reuven of his sin. Chavoy, I don't understand. But he did teshuva for at least 9 years. At least. So how comes Yaakov Avinu's over often the Issa, the rice of Lo Yisoinu, you mustn't tell the Geir, the Baal Teshuva, to remember his Masim Tovim? The answer is this, Rabbi Isai. one always has to analyze the cause for the Aveira. You have to do tshuva not only for the Aveira, but for the cause of it. You have to analyze your actions. Reuven did tshuva for his act. But Yaakov says to him, Pachas, not Pochas, told the past tense, I see now, Pachas Kamayim, this minig of doing things hastily, without thinking, is still with you. And he says, look what a disaster having such a midah is. Kioliso bishka ve'ovicha. So that is the point. Yes, he did tshuva for the maaser, but he was not oikem in hashoyrish, the cause, the root cause of the Aveira, that he didn't do. And that is why he lost out on the Kahuna and the Malchus and the Bechoira. Now, we are all supposed to be doing tshuva for our Aveiras. You have to be honest with yourself, because if you're not, you're lost. You have to be totally honest with yourself. Have donis kol ha'adam lekafschus is yenem. By yenem, you've got to be yourself. You can't be don lekafschus. And the problem is, Rabbi Yisai, negius. We are noigea. Adam korav eitz latzmoi. And therefore, because of our negius, we find it difficult to analyze our aveiros and why we did them and how to stop them recurring. David HaMelech, on his deathbed, was talking to Shlomo, and he says the following: Gam ato yodato es asher osli Yoiv ben Tzruya. You know what Yoiv ben Tzruya did to me. Asher osli shnei sorei tzivos Yisrael. He murdered in cold blood two of the generals of my army, and Avner ben Ner ulamosa ben Yesa. Right. And it says, V'yosiso chachmosecha, you, Shlomo, you're the great chacham, V'loisoided seivosei v'sholoim she'oil. Make sure he doesn't die in old age in peace. You have to kill him. Then he goes on to B'nei Barzilai Hagilodi Tasa Chesed. And then he says, you know this man, Shimi ben Gera ben. He cursed me a most dreadful curse when I was fleeing from Avshalom. And here again, make sure he goes into his grave before he reaches old age. Rabbi Yisai, this is David HaMelech. He's on his deathbed. Can he think of nothing better than vengeance on these people? Surely, when he's dying, what Shimon ben Gera did to me, he cursed me. Is that what he's thinking about on his deathbed? And also about Joab's murders. Got nothing better to think about, David HaMelech. You know what the answer is? I heard this, I don't know who from. David HaMelech was convinced that these two men, Yoav and Zimri, were chayiv misa for being moired b'malchus. But who was the Melech? It was David. So he had negius. He was negeya b'dova. So he decided, I cannot decide anything if I have negius. So what's the answer? Wait until a time when you have no negius. Now, when he was on his deathbed, all ideas of personality had gone. So then he reviewed the cases. He was then able to review the cases without negius. And he came to the same conclusion as he came to before. But he wouldn't rely on his previous conclusion. He was Nogea Badova. Also Lee, it hurt me. Killing Avner hurt me. So David HaMelech showed us that, to be brutally honest, you have to get rid of your own negias. I'm sure everybody here knows some fundamental Tanakh Jewish history. Shaul HaMelech was anointed by Shmuel HaNovi. Incidentally, Agav Urcha. Where did the oil come from to anoint Shaul? Well, it either came from Sainsbury's or Tesco's, I don't know which. Where did the oil come from when Shmuel anointed David? That was a Shemen HaMishpah. That was the real thing. Shmuel's anointing of David was the real thing, and therefore it was a Shemen HaMishpah. And when he anointed Shaul, this was sort of stopgap. The people wanted a king. All right, if you want, you can have one. And he anointed him with ordinary oil. And the remnant to that is that the oil for Shaul's coronation is called the Pach HaShemen. And the oil for David was called the Keren HaShemesh. Keren HaShemen. Says the B'nai Yisoschar, Pach is B'gematria Yimloich. Keren B'gematria Yimloich Elo Elam Moed. Anyway, Shaul was the first king. And when he didn't act as he should have done, he was replaced by David. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kaf Omed Aleph asks the question, what did Avner do to be murdered by Yoav? Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, Sheshoha Malchus Beis David Shtei Shonim Umechtze, because he delayed the Malchus of Beis David by 2.5 years. When Shaul was killed in battle by the Pelishtim, his son Ishbosheth crossed the Jordan and he set himself up as the Melech Yisrael in exile, perhaps, with the assistance of Avner. Avner promoted and helped Ishol to be Melech, thereby delaying the Malchus of David. And this lasted 2.5 years. And because he delayed the Malchus Beis David for 2.5 years, he was murdered. Freik Toysfus Akasha. Afal Gafte Roshinon, there is a drop Medrash Rabbah. Umalochim mimcha yetzeu, kings will come forth from you, talking to Binyamin. Zeh shol v'shvoishes. Oh, so place got a kasha. It's a gzeilas hakosu. The Rabbi Yisrael told Yaakov that kings will come from Binyamin. They was turned out to be shol and ishvoishes. So therefore, you can't blame Avner for supporting ishvoishes, because this was foretold. That's how it's supposed to be. So the kasha. So Avner did the right thing. So why punish him? Mikol Mokai says Tosfos Teret Hoyo Yochel Lehiskayim B'Mokem Achev. It could have happened some other place. Lehoyloi Lashes Malchus Beis David. He should not have delayed the Malchus Beis David. Shenimshat Kavar Al Pinovi. He had already been anointed Al Pinovi. So although he dashed in the posuk, he should have said, well, that's at some other time in the future, but not now. Now is the time to support David, and he backed the wrong man, and he paid for it with his life. In my very humble opinion, I would like to suggest an alternative answer to Tosfos Kasha, and that is this. Avner supported Ishbosheth. Obviously, as Tosfos says, there's a posuk. But when Avner did something wrong, and Ishbosheth was mochiach him, he flew off the handle. And he said, I'm not supporting you anymore. How dare you speak to me like this? And off he went. Wait a minute, Avner. You've just darshened the posuk that Ishbosheth should be melech. So now, because he's hurt your feelings, you darshan the posuk differently. Dos raboisai heist negios. That's the answer to Tosfos kasha. He supported Ishbosheth as long as Ishbosheth didn't hurt his feelings. As soon as Ishbosheth hurts his feelings, off he goes. Ah, so where's the derush in the posuk? Because he was negea bedava. He supported him because it suited him, not because the posuk says so. If he supported him because the posuk says so, then so what if he insults you, hurts your feelings? You can't, because of hurt feelings, change Agzeles HaKosov. That's the Teretz Rabbi Yisrael. It was Nagias. And that is, if you want to do Teshuva properly, to the best of your ability, we have to get rid of our Nagias. Yesterday, we leaned Sedra Vayelach, shorter Sedra, and there in Posuk Zayin, we find Moshe Rabbeinu addressing Yehoshua ben Nun. And he said to him, Ki ato tovoi es ho'om, El Horas Ashanishvati La Avoisom. You will come Es Ho'om, together with the people, to the land which I swore to give to the ancestors. So as Rashi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Posuk Kaf Gimel spoke to Yeshua, he said, Ki ato Tovi, not Tovoi, but Tovi Es Ho'om Azeh. The difference being, says Rashi, that Moshe said, Zakenim Shevedar Ye Imcha. Tovoi Es means you'll come together with the Zakenim, and they will guide you, they will give you advice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said nothing of the sort. Ke'ato Tovi, you will bring them. No asking advice. Daber Echad La'am Veloishne Dabrim. One leader and not two. You are the leader. And just to add spice, it says, if they disagree, bang them over the head. One leader, not two. Which suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu made a terrible blunder here. He was telling Yeshua, Ato Tovoi Es, you will come together with the leaders and you will listen to their advice. Krishna says, nothing doing. You're the one and only leader. If they disagree, just bang them over the head. So, according to Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu made a very serious blunder here. Says Rabbi Velvel, no, he didn't. Rabbi Velvel, by the way, this Rashi, which I'm quoting from yesterday's Sedra, is actually a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ches Omed Aleph. So, well, Rabbi Velvel says that Yeshua ben Nun wore two hats. One hat was the hat of the Rosh HaSanhedrin, Av Bezdin. The second hat was the Melech Yisrael. So each one of them was talking about a different aspect. Moshe Rabbeinu says, as an Av Bezdin, you cannot help listening to other people, because you can't have a Bezdin, a one-man Bezdin. You have to have a 3 or 7 or 23 or 71, but you can't have a one-man Bezdin. So therefore, you'll have to have members of the Bezdin, and the members of the Bezdin discuss things. And therefore, Yeshua will have to listen. Rabbeinu Shloila, when he said, Ki ato tovi daber echad la'am lo shnei dabrim, one leader, not two, he's talking about the Melech. Melech, there's only one. And the Melech can take a stick and bang you over the head if he doesn't like what you're doing. Melech poyot skedev in moichen beyodai, he does exactly as he likes. So, the Rav Mishlam was talking to Yeshua as a Melech, and Moshe was talking to him as Av Bezdin. That's fine according to the Loshon HaGemara, you can fetch it. But Rashi, you can't. Rashi says, Avol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi is saying that it's not so, but the Rabban Yisrael said it's different. So this word Avol, which Rashi puts in, cannot work according to Rav Elul. So now we've got back to stage one. How can Moshe Rabbeinu make such a cardinal error? The answer is this. In Sedra Pinchas, Moshe asked Rabbi Shlom to appoint a leader. He meant his own son, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kach es Yehoshua. Yehoshua is to be the next leader. The problem is, he's not suitable. He hasn't got the talent. Because had he had the talent of leadership, then Moshe would not have suggested my son Gershom instead of Yeshua. But Yeshua lacked talent of leadership. He was a very good shamish. He cleared up all the benches and the chairs in the base of Medrash for that. And La Yomish Mitzay Choyel was very good at that. But that Rabbi Sai, a good shamish is not necessarily a good leader for Klal Yisrael. So what's the answer? V'somachto es yodcha olav. Put your hand on him. V'nosato mehoidcha olav. Pass over to him some of your glory, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe. And if you pass some of your hoid, your glory, your ability to Yeshua, then Yeshua will have the talents of leadership. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, I know what you wanted. You wanted the covet of Malchus to stay in your family. He will need to consult Elozar, the Kohen Gadol, your nephew. So that's your consolation prize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe. He will need to consult. Hey, wait a minute. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he will need to consult. So Rashi's right. That he will need the advice of other people. So why does Rashi say he was wrong? Because Moshe was a very, very generous person. He put both hands on Yeshua and he gave him a double-handed bracha. And that made him totally independent. That is to say, had Moshe put one hand on Yeshua's head and given a bracha, he would have been had qualities of leadership, but he'd still have to consult others. What Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know was, when he put both his hands on Yeshua's head, he endowed him with so much of his spirit that he never ever needed anybody else's advice or help or assistance. He was totally dependent. So when Moshe said you'll have to ask, is because he didn't realize that the double-handed bracha would have the effect to make him totally independent.
Good.
I'll be showing you the map.